What does hupomone mean, the Greek word for endurance and steadfastness? When the New Testament wants to describe the kind of strength that outlasts suffering, not a burst of willpower, but a settled ability to remain, it reaches again and again for one Greek word, hupomone. English translations render it patience, endurance, perseverance, or steadfastness, and none of these quite captures it alone. Understanding hupomone changes how we read some of the most quoted verses on suffering and hope, and it reframes what the Christian life actually asks of us when the road is long. This is a study of that word, where it comes from, how the New Testament writers use it, and what it means for anyone trying to keep going through a season that will not quickly end. The shape of the word. Hupomonin is a compound. It joins the preposition hupo, under, with the verb meno, to remain, abide, stay. Literally, then, it means something like a remaining under, the capacity to stay in place beneath a weight without collapsing, fleeing, or abandoning your ground. You can trace this breakdown in the standard lexical entries, for example, the Strong's Concordance listing at Blue Letter Bible, and the parallel entry at Bible Hub. That etymology matters because it corrects a common misreading. In modern English, patience often suggests a passive, mild temperament, waiting quietly, not complaining. But the New Testament sense is active and muscular. Hupomone is the endurance of a soldier who holds the line, a farmer who works through a long season, an athlete who finishes the race. It is not the absence of pressure. It is faithfulness under pressure. Older lexicons, such as the one summarized at Bible Study Tools, define it as steadfastness, constancy, endurance. The characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. That is a long way from gritted teeth resignation, a related word worth knowing. Hupomone is often paired in the New Testament with macrothumia, usually translated long-suffering or forbearance. The two are not identical. Classical and biblical usage generally distinguishes them this way. Macrothumia is patience toward people, the restraint that refuses to retaliate. Hupomone is patience toward circumstances, the endurance that holds up under hard things. A person may need both at once, bearing with a difficult neighbor, macrothumia, while enduring a difficult season, hupomone. How the New Testament uses it. The word appears roughly 30 times across the New Testament, and the clustering is telling. It shows up wherever the writers are talking about suffering that has a purpose. Suffering that produces character. Perhaps the most famous chain of reasoning is Paul's in Romans. We glory in tribulations also, he writes, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, hupomone, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. Romans 5:3. The progression is deliberate. Pressure produces endurance. Endurance produces proven character, and character produces a hope that does not disappoint. You can read the full passage in context at Bible Gateway. Notice what Paul does not say. He does not say tribulation is good in itself, or that we should pretend it doesn't hurt. He says that endurance is what tribulation can become when it is met with faith. The suffering is real. The transformation is also real. Grief, honestly born, is not the enemy of growth, but often its soil. Endurance and completed maturity. James makes a strikingly similar move. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, hupomone. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1:3. The word translated perfect here, telios, means complete or mature, reaching its intended end. Endurance, James says, is what carries a person all the way to maturity, provided we let it have its perfect work rather than cutting the process short. James 1:4. There is real comfort in this framing. If you are in a hard stretch that will not resolve on your timetable, the New Testament does not tell you that your endurance is wasted waiting. The waiting itself is the work, the long race. The letter to the Hebrews gives the image its most vivid form. Let us run with patience, hupomone, the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1. The Christian life here is not a sprint, but a distance event, and hupomone is the pacing that gets a runner to the finish. The verse pictures a great cloud of witnesses, those who endured before us, as the crowd in the stadium. Endurance is presented not as a solitary feat of willpower, but as a shared inheritance. Jesus himself uses the verb form in Luke in the middle of a sobering prophecy. In your patience, possess ye your souls, Luke 21:19. To possess your soul through endurance is to remain your own, unmastered by fear, when circumstances would otherwise unmake you. Where endurance comes from? If hupomone were merely a personality trait, this study would end in discouragement. Some people are simply built to persist and others are not. But the New Testament consistently locates the source of endurance outside the self. It is given by God. Paul prays that the Colossians would be strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience, hupomone, and long-suffering with joyfulness. Colossians 1:11. Endurance is something God supplies, not something we manufacture. It is nourished by Scripture. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. The endurance of the saints who came before us, recorded in the text, becomes fuel for ours. It is directed toward Christ. Paul prays that the Lord would direct hearts into the patient waiting for Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:5. Literally, the endurance of Christ. Our steadfastness is patterned on His and oriented toward His return. This is the difference between endurance and mere stoicism. Stoicism says, harden yourself, expect nothing, and you cannot be disappointed. Hupomone says, hope actively. Lean on a strength not your own, and remain because the God you trust remains. A practical theology of remaining. How does this word land in an ordinary week? A chronic illness? A strained marriage? A job that grinds? A prayer that seems unanswered? Grief that will not lift on schedule? First, it dignifies the simple act of staying. In a culture that prizes breakthrough and instant resolution, hupomone honors the person who merely did not quit. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. The harvest language is deliberate. Some things only come to those who remain in the field. Second, it reframes waiting as formation. The psalmist commands his own soul, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. This is not empty waiting. It is the arena in which courage is grown. Third, it refuses to isolate. Because hupomone is a shared inheritance, Hebrews' cloud of witnesses, the Scriptures written for our learning, no one is meant to endure alone. The word assumes a community of the steadfast, each strengthening the others. When endurance runs dry, it is worth saying plainly, sometimes we run out. The New Testament writers were not naive about this. That is exactly why Paul calls God the God of patience, hupomone, and consolation, Romans 15:5. The endurance we need is, first, one of God's own attributes, on loan to us. When your own reserves fail, the invitation is not to try harder, but to receive what you cannot generate. Revelation names this as the shared reality of the whole suffering church. John calls himself a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:9. Endurance is a fellowship before it is an achievement. Conclusion, the strength that remains. Hupomone is one of the quiet, load-bearing words of the New Testament. It tells us that the Christian life is less like a single heroic leap and more like a long, faithful walk. That God is at work not only in our victories, but in our simple refusal to abandon the field. It reframes suffering as potentially fruitful, waiting as formative, and steadfastness as a gift we receive rather than a virtue we summon. If you are in a season that asks more of you than you feel you have, this ancient word offers neither denial nor mere grit. It offers a promise that the strength to remain under is itself supplied from above, that endurance is quietly producing character and hope, and that you are not remaining alone. Let patience have her perfect work, and let it finish what it has begun. For further study, Blue Letter Bible, Hupomone G5281, full lexical entry, occurrences, and translation counts, Bible Hub, Strong's Greek 5281, parsing, usage, and cross-references, Bible Gateway, Romans 5:3-5 in parallel translations, compare how the endurance chain is rendered. This article was written and narrated by Ezra, Feason's editorial study assistant. Ezra is an AI.